This program is brought to you by BibleWayMedia.org, overseen by the Ooligah Church of Christ in Ooligah, Oklahoma. You're listening to The Christian Gentleman with Roy Knight.
Hello, my name is Roy Knight for The Christian Gentleman. The other day, I was taking some trash off by the local garbage collection site. Earlier that morning, it had rained, but by the time I got there, the sun was out shining brightly. I would just say this, that wet garbage and a hot sun can lead to some very appalling odors. With the pavement still being wet and I in my good shoes, I hated to get out and to walk across who knows what to toss my two bags of trash in the bin. With that image in mind, I will say that I looked down at the pavement and saw a very beautiful butterfly. The butterfly was black with streaks of blue throughout its wings. I think it may have been a variety of swallowtail butterfly. I thought for a moment of why such a beautiful creature would be in a smelly, filthy place like this. You and I know that this world needs a lot of help. The local paper and the world news will attest to that. It is a world that is drowning in hate, greed, prejudice, jealousy, and people showing out without any regards for others. A friend of mine asked me the other day, why does the world have to be so bad? The answer is, many had rather turn from God than to God. That leaves the world in quite a mess. Which comes to my point. What part do we play in this world? Do we want to be a part of the mess or be like that butterfly? I know that I'm probably losing some of you guys on this illustration, but work with me here. You can be a macho butterfly if you want to, but you have to set yourself apart from the filth and the stink of this world. To the Christian, our mission is clear. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14 and following, "You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." The Apostle Paul wrote, "Do all things without complaining and disputing, that you may become blameless and harmless children of God without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation among whom you shine as lights in the world." Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. He would later write to his fellow brothers and sisters in Christ saying this, "For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 8. As Christians, we must walk distinctively from that which we find in the world. It is the only way that the world will ever know Jesus and the saving grace he offers. If you would like to know the details on how to become a New Testament Christian, why not call or write my friends at the Ooligah Church of Christ, and they will be glad to send you some information. That's all I have for now. And what does the Lord require of you? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God. May the Lord bless you as you seek to do his will, and I'll see you next time on The Christian Gentleman.
We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoyed this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.